Now let's begin Part 2, Unit 11. Pre-reading part.
一共有几个问题。
First one, what kind of music do you like?
你喜欢哪种音乐？
When you listen to a song, do you listen to the words or the music?
听歌的时候是听歌词还是听歌曲？
Do you play any music instrument? What is your favorite instrument?
你演奏什么乐器吗？那么你最喜欢的是哪种乐器？
第四， Do you like to listen to music from other countries?
你喜欢听别的国家的音乐吗？下面是阅读的听力录音。
The sounds of the world. There is a world of music out there. What we hear on the radio or see on TV is only a small part of all the wonderful music that is waiting for us. Most of us probably like pop music and have our favorite performers, stars, or bands. But many of us also want to discover new sounds and rhythms. Here is a brief look at some of the exciting musical styles from around the world. Blues music has a long history. The blues is a way for people to show who they are and what is in their heart. People have been playing the blues for many years. But the music has kept many of its characteristics. The blues comes from African songs that people used to sing when they worked and during festivals. The African songs met American music when African slaves were brought to the U.S. The blues has been part of African-American culture since then, and it is still an important part of American culture. Other musical styles, like jazz and rock music, have all come from blues music. Today's American culture contains many different musical styles. People still listen to blues and rock, but they also listen to hip-hop and rap. Hip-hop and rap have much in common with blues and rock, but they also have their own characteristics. Hip-hop music often combines parts of other styles to create music that will help people hear new things in old music. Perhaps the most important characteristic of rap music is the way the artists sing. In rap music, the singer or rapper will speak or rap the words along with the beat. Another important style in today's world of music is Latin music. Latin music, music that uses traditional styles from Latin America, has spread all over the world. In the U.S., where there are many Spanish-speaking people, Latin music is a big part of the culture. It has always been popular in Spanish-speaking countries. And today, stars like Santana and Ricky Martin are known throughout the world. There are, of course, many other interesting styles of music. There is a wide variety of new music to be discovered in every corner of the world. So the next time you look for a tape or a CD, Don't just look for Chinese or American music. Open your ears to the sounds of the world.
好，听完这段录音之后呢，咱们看看有关的语言点。首先，第一句话就很吸引人。句子很简单 ，There is a world of music out there. 什么 out there？ 就是天外有天。这句话和全文最后一句话相互呼应，就说不要以为呢就听中国音乐，听美国音乐。那么世界很大，the music around the world, the sounds around the world， 就说全世界啊都有，所以要听 out there 哪都有音乐，要听各种音乐啊。所以这句话用感叹句啊。What we hear， 从这句话开始，后面有很多这样的句子 ，What we hear， What we see 等等啊，就是属于名词性从句。那么在这篇文章里面也是个特点啊。还有就是说啊，像有些这种词汇的拼写，就 favorite， 咱们前面讲过这个 American English British English 的区别。那么这里是 F A V O U R I T， 那这是英国拼写啊。那么美国人就可能用一个少一个字母，就是 F A V O R I T， 就是最喜欢的都可以用啊。还有像 stars， 就是可以说指的歌星、bands、乐队，前面咱们学的 orchestra 等等啊，就这些词汇。下面第二页咱们看一下啊，这个词跟前面那个生物里面、动物里面讲，就是 species 物种，是 s 结尾，但是单数。你看这个 blues 也是一种啊，好像是复数是，其实它是单数 blues music 啊。后面很多地方遇到这个词，到时咱们看啊，它是 s 结尾，但是算单数 ，has 是吧 ？has 历史性很长啊。然后 the blues is 是不是 is a way for people to show， 后面又是名词从句 who what 名词从句啊，很多。好，下面咱们看底下啊，你看这是不是 the blues has been part， 那这个 part 这个词前面呢可以不加 a， 就是是美国的，就是非洲原籍的美国，就是美国黑人，现在不叫黑人，叫 African American， 这么说啊，所以不叫美国黑人，这么说黑人不高兴，更不能说 Negroes， 要说 African Americans 啊，这是一个内容要说的啊。但这地方你看 ，it is still an important part， 如果有形容词的话，就要加冠词，而这就不要加，这是习惯，这没什么道理啊。你 has been part of， it is an important part of American culture， 这两处就不太一样啊。Today's American culture contains。这个词呢很有用，包含就是等于 has， 这是书面语言。如果把这个 s 去掉，加上 er， 就动词变名词 container， 就是什么意思啊？就是集装箱 container， 容器，小的一个粉笔盒、铅笔盒叫 container， 跟房子一样大的叫集装箱，也叫 container， 这词非常 container 很有用的啊。像 people still listen to blues， 你看是不是单数 rock 啊等等。那么下面就是呢。共同点就是这两种音乐有 have much in common， 共同点跟什么呢？跟谁 with have in common with 什么有什么共同点啊？这是一个句型，注意。下面就是这个特点叫 characteristic， 这个词非常有用，就是重要特色。咱们回到前面去看这句话啊，就是 perhaps the mostimportant characteristic of rap music is the way the artist sing， 就是这是当名词来用 characteristic， 其实这个词呢也可以当形容词来用啊。It is characteristic of him to do something， 比如说这个人啊，他是呢愿意穿比如说蓝色白色的衣服。 It is characteristic of him to wear blue and white clothes，这就是形容词。而这呢是什么？是个名词，是特点，就等于说character 其实一样，就等于 characters 就完了，或者 character 啊，或者 one of character 就不用这么多。所以这个词可以当形容词讲，也可以当名词，就跟那个 philharmonic 一样，前面那个音乐啊 philharmonic 既可以当名词也可以当形容词来讲。那么下面就是讲另外一个它的特点啊，风格就是 in today's world music is 什么，就是拉丁音乐，拉丁系的，和这个美国的这个 blues 不同的啊。那么这种音乐呢 has always been popular. 这个时态注意就是一直是呢，在这个拉丁这个语系的歌，在这什么，在拉丁美洲就西班牙语的国家里面是非常流行的。Today stars like Santana and Rich Martin are known throughout the world， 是世界闻名的 throughout the world。那么 throughout the world 是一种说法，就是遍于世界，还可以怎么说呢 ？All over the world， everywhere in the world， all over the world， 都可以说啊。There are of course many other interesting styles 可以复述各种风格的不同的风格的音乐啊。另外这个风格的流派可以还用 schools 这字，学校的 schools 就不是学校，就是比如说各种学派 schools of music， styles 也可以用这个字啊。那么下面第二行这个词大家注意一下啊。There's a wide variety， 怎么念 variety， 咱们学过这个词形容词 V-A-R-I-O-U-S various， 还有动词 V-A-R-Y vary 变化，动词变化，形容词 various 各种各样的多变的，还有这个呢名词 variety 读音都不太一样啊，但是意思都是一样啊，各种这个品种非常多啊，风格非常广泛的多种多样多种色彩的这个新的音乐啊。那么后面注意不定式 to be discovered， 这个是一种表示将来，现在这个音乐品种已经很多各种各样的风格，但是呢还要有很多怎么样，在世界各个角落里面还有咱们人们没有发现的 to be， 有待我们去了解去采风，世界采风啊，去发现这种东西。所以最后一个结论就是这个最后一句话跟前面这句话啊相呼应，就是 there is music out there， 就是 open your ears to the sounds of the world， 要把这个耳朵呢对准的全世界各地的音乐，要这个眼光看大一些，不能光看一两个国家的音乐啊。那么底下呢有很好的这个译文啊，全世界的声音，你看他怎么说的，你看啊，音乐种类繁多，数也数不清，翻得多好啊。下面咱们看他的这个下面的翻译有很多内容，咱们说的第一句话咱们看最后一句话他怎么说的，是不是聆听全世界，就把耳朵给Give your ears to， 就什么聆听，不要说把耳朵给，要聆听啊全世界的声音吧，敞开那聆听啊这意思。那 so much for the reading part， 下面是 post reading， 就是读后部分，有几个问题咱们需要回答一下。你看第一个问题啊， Where does， 不要忘了这个字是单数啊， blues music come from， 它是哪来的。后面 What does the word rap mean？ 那这两个问题啊，咱们看首先第一个怎么回答啊，就是 blues music came from American African music that was brought to the United States by slaves。 那么这个回答当然没什么问题，但是我们说一下啊，同学们可以不这样答，为什么？他问的时候是什么 Where does blues music come from？ 最好应该这么说Blues music comes from， 当然他这么答也不错，就是他用过去时来答也行啊。但是咱们如果尊重于问题呢，这么答，因为什么呢？他用过去时，因为他原来是从贩的黑奴从非洲跟着人一块过来的音乐，所以他就前后一致的过去时。咱们其实可以这地方可以用 comes 也行啊。好，第二题咱们看怎么答的啊，就是 to rap， 这个答的比较好，就现在时保持一致 What does， 那么就To rap is 就是啊 ，to speak the words of the song along with the beat， 就是这个拍的节拍有点像中国天津的曲艺，天津有些唱歌什么，一边唱天津的快板什么顺口溜啊，一边唱着歌，一边说着天津话，就跟那差不多，就这个有旁白的一种啊音乐，不是老唱边唱边说的叫 rap music。那么第三题就是拉丁音乐啊。为什么在美国这么流行啊？在中国怎么样流行吗？这又需要你来回答，咱们看怎么答的啊。就说 Latin music is popular in America partly because of the fact that the U.S. has a large Spanish-speaking population， 主要还是因为在美国有相当一部分人呢是说拉丁语的，说西班牙语，从拉丁美洲来的，什么墨西哥呀，什么这个啊。很多别的国家，智利啊、阿根廷他们来的人，他们都说的是西班牙语，所以虽然是美国人了，落户美国，还是呢，愿意说家乡话。 But also because, 还有一个原因, because of the success of such artists as Santana and Richard Martin, 当然还有于明星的这个效应，他们的带动啊。第四个问题很长，就是问音乐有没有 universal language, 它是不是一种世界通用语言啊？ Can you enjoy music from other parts of the world even if you don't understand the word? 就是如果语言不通，是不是能听得懂？ Are there any other universal language? 有没有什么别的像音乐一样也是世界通用语言？比如说 What about dancing? 舞蹈是不是一种语言啊？Painting 绘画一种语言，还有照相艺术啊。那么这种问题呢非常灵活，所以呢就可以有 various answers are possible, 所以各种各样的答案都可能做到啊。下面第二就是 post reading part, 这个部分呢是需要总结这个整个的文章啊， summarized article, 那么要把它们读完之后呢答这个是非题 true,or false, 这个咱们看一下啊，这个答案。第一个 ,there are only a few styles of music in the world, 你想对不对？答案都有了啊，不过咱们还是找一找啊，当然不对啊。第二个讲 ,blues is a new style of music, 这个说法怎么样？为什么？它早就有了，黑奴就带来了是吧？黑人当奴隶是 blue, 所以也不对啊。好，第三个 ,hip hop and rap are completely different from blues and rock, 它就来自于那儿，是不是？所以说它完全不一样，这也不对，所以这三个题都错了啊。非事实，咱们看第四题 ,Santana is well-known Latin music artist, 这个没问题吧？啊，这没问题啊，所以对，它就是一个刚才说明星效应嘛。好，第五题 ,rappers sing the words to the music, 那是不是光唱呢那个 rappers 吗？啊，是不是啊？当然不是啊。下面第六 ,There are many Spanish speaking people in both North and South America. 那这个对不对啊？我想你们知识都很广泛。没问题啊，对的啊。好，下面是 Integrating Skills, 有个录音大家听一下。
Pop versus Rock.Rock and pop music are becoming more and more similar. But there are still some important differences. Most pop singers make music their career. They use music to become rich and famous. And they sing songs that will be liked by everybody. Rock singers, on the other hand,Make music their life. They play music to satisfy their inner desire. They do not think how much money they can make from a song. Instead, they sing for their emotions and live for music. Pop songs and rock songs are written in different ways. A pop song is written in a factory.Where one person writes the words, someone else the music, and other musicians record it. The singer often knows little about the ideas or feelings behind the song. The process of making rock music, however, is totally different. The singers and musicians are all able to write music and work together in a band.When one of them has a strong feeling, he or she expresses it with music, and the others help build the song. Because of the different ways of thinking and writing songs, rock and pop songs also tell different stories. Most pop songs tell simple stories about love and are written to entertain people.They are popular for a short time, but will soon be forgotten. Rock music, on the other hand, expresses true feelings about society, friendship, and even war. Some rock songs are also about love but the feelings they express are deeper. For example, love in a pop song is either good or bad. But in a rock song, it can be both good and bad at the same time. Pop music makes people feel easy and forget about the real world. Rock music makes people think about the world and how to make their life better.
听完录音之后，咱们看看这部分的语言点。首先是句子比较简短，语法现象不是太困难的。比如说，第二句话你看啊 ，There are still some important differences are becoming more and more， 这都非常简单。但是有些个词汇就是咱们还注意，就是些个，比如说表示这个啊顺序的，比如说一方面另一方面，它有时只说一个，比如说 on the other hand， 那么前 on the one hand 哪是找不着，前面没有，就说明我们在写文章时候不一定要四四板板，非要说一方面另一方面，咱们就可以说前面说他们是不同点怎么怎么样，他们都是啊是很有名的，但是呢另外一方面，另外一方面它有不同， on the other hand 有不同啊，所以就前面可以不说，只说后面 on the other hand， 这是一个啊。另外的目的表示目的是干嘛，这个不定式虽然很简单，就是个 to 加动词原形，但是它呢是唯一能够表达人们的目的的一种语法现象，别的词儿它不能表达。 to satisfy, to meet the requirement, to make people happy, to make children go to bed early 等等，都是一些个不定式。其次就是还有咱们上一次听的录音里面说的，就是关于各种名词从句啊，什么 how much money 等等这种东西也很多啊，咱们就不一例举了。被动语态只有少量的，定语从句也有。下面就是注意到就是这个有些用法，比如说这个 behind 这词儿的介词用法，咱们前面说过，比如说纳米技术，那么它后面是什么原理， the idea behind it 是什么东西，那么就是说这种感情，这种啊思想和感情，那么这歌后面所表达的感情暗含的深藏的感情是什么东西，就深藏的意思 behind the song， 所以说这用的非常就是 deeply under the surface 啊， hidden in the inside of the song， 这种意思就是 behind， 一个词表达这么丰富的意思啊，这是一个。另外从全文来看，可以看出作者本人对这个 rock music 怎么样，好像是比这个 pop music 怎么样更加喜欢，他认为这个 rock music 本身的怎么样更加 deeper， 更加 deeper， the feelings they express are deeper， 所以说这他一种看法，等会儿咱们还要往下说啊。所以说他呢最后结论就说了，说是有时候吧，这个流行歌曲使人们 makes people feel easy and forget about the real world， rock music makes people think about the world， 就是一个让人们忘记世界啊，忘记这个苦恼什么怎么样，它呢而这个摇滚也不同，它让人们要想到不能忘，而且 how to make their life better， 从这是一方面，另外就是面对事实，另外怎么样还要想办法改造这个世界，让生活变得美好， make their life better。 那么是不是这样子呢，咱们可以看后面的翻译，翻的都挺好啊，翻的其实 语言不错啊，都是相当优美的语言，咱们可以照着用原来的办法去做。Now, so much for Unit 11. 第十一单元到此结束。